It's the 10th anniversary of the Duke lacrosse case, and I've directed and produced a film about what happened. What happened? And to me, it's a film about prosecutorial misconduct and false accusations, and it's airing this Sunday night at 9 o'clock.
Marina, the question I have for you is, I was in college when this whole scandal had gone down, and I remember thinking about some of the guys, and some of them had grown up in New Jersey, not that far away from where I was. Have you spoken to those guys 10 years later, and have they given their side of the story and everything that they were involved in at such a young age?
So the film has parents and players. It has parents of two of the accused guys and two players. And I did really get an idea, and you'll see from watching the film, of what these families went through. And I think the whole team went through it, but then the three families in particular whose sons were accused are the ones who really suffered the most. And I have Kathy and Philip Seligman, the parents of Reed Seligman, one of the accused, and Kevin Finnerty, the father of Kevin Finnerty, and Trisha Dowd, who's a mother of one of the boys, who wasn't accused, but she was the first interview I got, and she really kind of gave me a window into what it was like for them, because you really have no idea unless it happens to you, right? I mean, you think you know, but it was interesting to get into that world, and that's the world I wanted to cover. And I was happy that she was willing to talk to me. And she didn't want to. Her son wanted her to talk, which I thought was great for me. She told me, I don't want to talk to you. My son wants me to talk. And I think he thought that maybe by talking to me, she would somehow, you know, a lot of people find when they do interviews about something in their lives, it ends up being quite cathartic. And I think he had the insight to know that this would probably be that for her.
I also wanted to ask you, too, what made you decide, hey, you know, I want to be able to produce something like this, because they're wildly popular and so many people watch them. And what was all involved here in the production of this?
Well, I'm the director and the producer. So just so you know, I directed the film. Basically, I was working with a production company who brought this idea to me, and I had remembered the story. I had followed it a little bit, but didn't know the ins and outs. And as a documentary filmmaker, you're constantly looking for stories that are multifaceted and have a lot of levels, and this definitely has that. So I'm constantly looking for something to sink my teeth into, and I had no idea. I mean, I had an idea, but not the extent of how many lives this subject had touched and affected to this day. So I'm really glad that I made the film, even though it was a struggle. I mean, a lot of people did not want to talk, and it took a lot of months and a lot of letters and a lot of phone calls to get people to open up.
And my last question to you, Crystal Mangum, were you able to speak with her about all the incidents and the actions of that night?
I was able to meet with her. She's presently in Raleigh in a correctional facility for another offense. She wanted to talk, but the prison officials there thought it was best that she not speak, because I guess it draws attention to her there in the correctional facility. So I was happy that I was able to meet her and kind of lock eyes with her and talk, but she's not in the film.